This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, beginning with some local news on the Unionville-Sebring area school districts, Future Farmers of America, as they have a special offering for FFA members, and they will be hosting their first advanced plant systems class plant sale from the district's greenhouse from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on May 18th, and then from noon until 6 p.m. May 19th at USA High School. The sale will have 12-inch hanging baskets, annuals, grasses, patio pots, and vegetable starters. Only cash or checks will be accepted. All proceeds from the plant sale will go to USA's FFA. You can find more information on the FFA website or at thumbnet.net. Besides being a winter wonderland, Michigan is also, as we all know, a water wonderland with miles of shoreline, as well as several lakes and ponds. So on that note, the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department Marine Division is going to host a boater safety class from 9 a.m. till 4 on Saturday, May 11th at the Richville Conservation Club. That is M46 between Sheridan and Washburn. The class is free, along with a lunch. However, you have to pre-register to attend, and that can be done by calling Deputy Deb Engelhart. Here is her phone number. This is her direct line. And the 989 area code, 673-8161. Her extension is 2238. You can also go to michigan.gov/DNR education website. And the class is for those who were born after December 31st, 1978, who are required by law to have a certificate to legally operate a personal watercraft. Ford is recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S. because the taillights may not illuminate. The company says a computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lights, causing them to stay dark while the trucks are moving. That can increase the risk of a crash, of course. The recall covers certain pickups from the 2022 through 2024 model years. Ford says it doesn't have any reports of any crashes or injuries due to the problem at this point. Dealers will update software to fix the program at no cost to owners, and those letters are going to be going out to owners by May 20th. Also out of Detroit, automotive news, automatic emergency braking is now going to come standard on all U.S. new passenger vehicles in 5 years. That is a requirement that the government says will save hundreds of lives and prevent thousands of injuries every year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the new regulation on Monday and called it the most significant safety rule in the past two decades. It's designed to prevent many rear-end and pedestrian collisions and reduce the roughly 40,000 traffic deaths per year. Although about 90% of new vehicles have the system standard now under a voluntary agreement with automakers, at present there are no performance requirements. The new regulations set standards for vehicles to automatically shop and avoid hitting other vehicles or pedestrians, even at night. And we'll be right back on Thumb Broadcasting for more news.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Police were removing an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Wisconsin's Madison campus and have taken away several protesters. WISC-TV reported several police officers arriving at the encampment on the campus's Library Mall about 7 o'clock this morning, and then they played a recorded message on a loop saying it was their final warning and that protesters were in violation of university code. And then about 20 minutes later, nearly 60 police officers, some with riot shields, arrived and then began removing tents and other items. And then video from WISC-TV shows police with riot shields pushing against protesters and the protesters pushing back against the police while chanting slogans. The television station says at least 10 protesters were taken away by police with their hands zip-tied by officers. And lastly, Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his New York hush money trial to rally voters in the background states of Wisconsin and right here in Michigan. The visits today would come a day after Trump was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order, according to the Associated Press. Judge Juan Merchan has said, quote, if Trump continues to violate his orders, he will impose a jail time punishment. The former president is trying to achieve a balancing in America history by running for a second term as the presumptive Republican nominee, while also fighting felony charges in New York. That news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service bank, locally owned, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net. And now, here is Russ Merley.